The Point in the Market, A Mamur Zapt Mystery, by Michael Pierce, read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1.
Effendi, Effendi, there is excitement, panted the small boy. Over there, in the camel market.
The small boys had already done pretty well out of Owen that morning. They had found a body tucked beneath the carpeting of a fitties booth and had pointed it out to him with relish. He had told them to find a policeman, at which they had been a little surprised, for they had been under the impression that he was a policeman. However, they had readily proceeded to the obvious explanation that the Mamur Zapt was too grand a chap to be bothered with ordinary bodies, and had run off to find one of the constables patrolling the market. Then they had found a dead baby lying among the fodder for the camels, and had tried that out on him, but with a similar lack of success. And now there was this excitement, whatever it was. There did indeed seem to be something going on over on the other side of the market, and he went across. There was a ring of men, growing larger with every minute, and in the middle of the ring was a donkey and two men. One of the men was a Levantine, dressed in a dark suit and wearing a tarbush, the little pot-like red hat which was the Egyptian badge of office. The other, an ordinary fella in the usual blue gown. They seemed to be arguing. Owen was annoyed, because if this was all it was, then one of the market constables ought to have been able to sort it out, and there were three of them in the crowd, just standing by and watching it. But then he saw that there were some soldiers nearby.